Now more from American Roots.
This is American Roots from New Orleans. I'm Nick Spitzer. Coming up is our conversation with Howard Tate, the late Philadelphia soul man who triumphed over adversity and gave us all hope in his music and story. Also, some music in traditional forms from Mose Allison and Betty LeVette, classic blues and country from the late Sippy Wallace and Lefty Frizzell, respectively. An old Dylan song done by drive-by truckers and Dylan's hero, Woody Guthrie. Hope that sounds good. Whilst we hang out here with saxophonist John Coltrane's quartet, featuring McCoy Tyner on piano and Elvin Jones on drums, it's Village Blues on American Roots.
Thank you. know I love you, baby. No, I love you, baby. You know I love you, baby. And you don't even know my name. Come and let me tell you, baby. Tell you what I would do. I would rob, steal, kill me somebody trying to get back home to you. Oh, ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? And you don't even know my name. Let me tell you this, baby. It may not sound like it's true. They could drop me in the ocean, I'd swim to the bank, get back home to you. Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? Ain't that loving you, baby? And you don't even know my name. Play it.
Yesterday, it won't be long and I'll be on my way. So while I'm hanging around, don't take the trouble to bring me down. I made my entrance on the Greyhound bus. I don't expect to cause a fuss. If you can't sympathize with me, please just let me be. I don't claim to be so great. I'm no pace setter, no fashion plate. I got some kids, I got a wife. I'm just trying to swing my way through life. So don't try to make me what I'm not. I'll just get by with what I've got. Live, let live, that's my advice. If you've got questions, ask me nice. Thank you. I'm not the first, I'm not the most of this town. I am not the toast. I'm getting older every day, a day at a time, that's what I say. So don't try to make me what I'm not. I'll just get by with what I've got. Live, let live, that's my advice. If you've got questions, ask me nice.
Mose Allison, the man from Tippo, Mississippi, doing some Greyhound traveling on a 2010 update of his swinging tune, Ask Me Nice. Before that, Betty LeVette harking back to her nightclub days with a take on Jimmy Reed's Ain't That Lovin' You, Baby. That's from her Obama-inspired release, Change Is Gonna Come Sessions. Speaking of asking nicely, Beulah Wallace was living a quiet life in Detroit when someone called her in 1965 and asked if the great blues singer Sippy Wallace was at home. After many more calls and lots of asking, Sippy came back to the blues, and she was a huge inspiration to Bonnie Raitt, who covered her songs. Here's Sippy Wallace in 1966, accompanying herself on piano with her tune Upcountry Blues on American Roots.
be your one and your only. How can you love and leave me so lonely? Still, if you must go, leave me. If you must go away, each hour I'll be yearning for your return someday. But I can't believe at all of my scheming. I'm dreaming of love. We are through, no, no. But why keep me guessing? I love you and confessing. Tell me that you love me too. Yeah.
Yes, I sure won't mind, but all we get at the finish is a troubled mind. The two of us is stubborn, but someone's got to lose, or someone's going to wind up with those lost love blues. Baby, you might be the one to lose, 'cause honey bunch, I never liked the blues. You think you're so smart that you can never lose, but baby, you might wind up with those lost love blues. Teardrops with stone or cause you'll be so lonely. You'll know how it feels to lose. You'll be the one who wound up with those lost love blues. Baby, you might be the one to lose. Honey bunch, your daddy never liked the blues. Oh, you think you're smart that you can never lose, but baby, you might wind up with those lost love blues.
Yeah, the man with a smooth, melismatic voice from Corsicana, Texas, Lefty Frizzell, recorded there in 1952, warning about the hazards of heartbreak, lost love blues. I like how he says, honey bunch. And before that, the guitar wizard Tampa Red, singing, playing kazoo, and confessing his love, your one and only, from a cold Chicago recording session in 1936. Coming up, our conversation with the soul man and preacher Howard Tate, plus a rocking Dylan cover when American Roots returns.
KEXE went on the air in 1976. This year, we lost federal funding like all of public media, but you have come forward. You have told us that KEXE matters. We're grateful for all of you, and especially for the folks that have been here from the beginning, people like Michael Goldberg and Gail Addison.
You know, for me and Gail, it's really been two things, a fabulous music education of all the music that we never imagined or knew anything about, and we're learning still every week. And then the other thing, of course, is that everybody we know through KEXE.
Yeah, we've made a lot of decisions in our life based on having access to this radio station, an extremely rare opportunity to learn a new skill and to share your love of music and to meet so many people through this station as well.
Support KEXE now. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
I'm Nick Spitzer. Our guest this hour is the man with the sweet falsetto and a strong soul feeling, Howard Tate.
In this world where people are fighting with each other, nobody to count on, not even your brother. So if someone comes along who gives you genuine affection, get it while you can. Get it while you can. Get it while.
Howard Tate's Get It While You Can, one of his hits from 1966. It later became a hit for Janis Joplin. Howard Tate's journey through life hasn't been easy. After years of frustration with his music career and falling into drugs, Tate went back to the church to minister. He was the son of sharecroppers in Macon, Georgia, who migrated to Philadelphia in the 1940s. It was Tate's father who helped Howard get his start in music.
Well, I was singing in my father's church. He was a minister, and he had become a pastor at a church in Philadelphia. And they invited a gospel group over who had been on the road with the Dixie Hummingbirds. And so by this time, my father would let me sing a song because he thought I had talent. So I sang a song that day before they came up. They were called the Bel-Airs. And I sang a song, and I was using this falsetto. And they heard that, and they just approached me immediately. You know, they said, you sound like Sam Cooke, that incredible falsetto. We'd like to talk to you about joining our group, because Garnett is the gospel man, but we need a sweet man.
If you believe in mercy, now's the time to show. Yes, it is. My love is yours alone, and I'll make sure you know it. Yes, I will.
After I joined Garnett Mims and the Bel-Airs, we did a gospel program at a Baptist church in Philadelphia. And I was doing this song, and I was using falsetto. And when I did this falsetto, the church just erupted. People were just running and screaming and falling out and everything. You know, it was the first experience I had like that. It was the first time I sang with the group out.
I know that you made a bunch of records in the 60s. How did that come about after this earlier career you did?
I went on the road with Bill Doggett, Honky Tonk Man, and Garnett had a tape of me singing something with the group. They were interested in recording me. They had heard the voice. The first record we recorded, Ain't Nobody Home.
Ain't nobody home, girl.
What led you to get out of the music business?
Well, you know, we couldn't get paid, and it wasn't just me. It was all artists back then, those days. You know, they, you see, back there, the middlemen, the truth is, they stole the money. Big record companies paid, but it didn't get down to the artists.
It must have hurt. What did you do in life at that point?
Certainly, it depressed me to the point I just walked away because, I mean, you know, anytime you couldn't get any money, what are you going to do? You're going to make those records for nothing?
You worked through hard times, it seems to me, and you've been a drug counselor, and you're back doing things around the church. You're a preacher. So you're kind of back where you kind of started with the family and some of that, I suppose.
Well, it was a roundabout way. It was the Lord who set me free from the drugs. Yes, and I'm a minister, and I dedicated my life to helping others. People are in trouble. Regardless of what the problem is, there's help. Now, I know that's a thin line. How can he be a preacher and sing these secular songs? Well, I'll just say, you can't put God in a paper bag. He's too big for that, and I'll leave it there.
Well, I want to thank you for coming to New Orleans and joining me here on American Roots, Howard Tate.
I'm glad you invited me, and I'll tell you, I'm having an exciting time. There's no place like New Orleans.
I learned it all the hard way. Can't you see that I repented for my sins? Sitting right here by my window, baby, and I'm hoping that you'll come back again. Yes, I've learned to regret, but she won't forgive. She won't forgive and forget. Oh, oh baby, I've learned it all the hard way. This is my true confession, darling. Just can't make it here without you. Oh, I made you lots of promises, baby. Take me back and I'll make them all come true. Yes, I'm lost without you, darling. Tell me, what else can I do? You ain't never heard of. Yes, if you hear my voice and you hear what I'm saying, please believe this time I'm not playing.
Philly Soul from Howard Tate, singing I Learned It the Hard Way. Howard Tate passed away in 2011, and we spoke to him at the 2009 Ponderosa Stomp here in New Orleans. Philadelphia has a great tradition of organ trios in the small bars and clubs, and it put me in mind of a nice read on a Duke Ellington ode to urban trains. This is organist Jimmy Smith and guitarist Wes Montgomery on American Roots.
riding the train that Ellington called the happy-go-lucky local, also known as Night Train. I like those words of work and play in the title. And the lead players in front of the large band were Jimmy Smith on organ and Wes Montgomery on guitar. Going down that track and headed back in a minute to American Roots.
How are you doing today? I'm Malachi Coons with KAXE. Get you right back to American Roots just after this. We receive support from our listener members and from the Bush Foundation, accepting applications for the 2026 Bush Fellowship September 2nd through noon on October 7th. The Bush Fellowship invests in leaders and their capacity to do more good. Up to 30 leaders receive $150,000 to support their leadership plan. Visit bushfoundation.org. The City of Cohasset Parks and Rec Department offers woodsy walks at Tioga every Monday and Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Free and open to all, meet at the Tioga Recreation Area parking lot. They also offer free yoga Wednesdays in September at Tioga Beach at 8:30 a.m. KAXE and Stay Human present The Authentic Voice, a live storytelling concert Saturday, September 20th at 7 p.m. at Clocko Brewing in Grand Rapids. The event features nationally known storyteller Lauren Neamy and some of Stay Human's regular contributors, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You can also catch Stay Human coming up at 5. In just a little bit, Beth S. will be your On the River host from 1 to 3 p.m. Right now, let's get you back to more from American Roots here on KAXE.
I'm Nick Spitzer. As we bring it all back home, I've got a rocked out take on a Dylan classic, and then a vintage interpretation of another Dylan song, plus an ancient tune from his mentor, Woody Guthrie. We'll begin, though, with the blues, reveling and reeling in this crazy mixed-up world with Little Walter on American Roots.
Well, I'm a crazy mixed-up kid, and I love to dance like this. Well, I love to rock and roll because it satisfies my soul. Well, I love to jump and shout, and it really knocked me out. Give me music with a beat to knock me off my feet. I don't care what you heard, this is a crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. I'm in a crazy mixed up world. No more. Music got me on a go. Well, if I'm crazy, ain't you heard? I'm in a crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world.
Little mixed up, me. mixed up, oh, by you. Oh, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Mixed up, oh, by you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Ah, you just listen, yeah, daddy, what I have to say. If you don't wanna be on my way, I'm just a little mixed up, oh, by you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do.
precious gifts, but you better take a diamond ring.
Drive-by truckers from Alabama. I like that update of Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone, saucier and more spiteful than ever. The vocals shared there by guitarist Patterson Hood and bass player Shauna Tucker. Before that, Betty James of Baltimore, 1961, singing I'm a Little Mixed Up. Her husband plays that sturdy blues guitar part, and her son plays bass. So if you're going to be mixed up, make it a family affair. We'll end with some love songs of passion and reflection. First, the passion. This is sometimes called Blackjack David. It comes out of the old English ballad tradition. Woody Guthrie sang a short version of it in 1944 for Stinson Records. And this and other masters are amazingly restored on a Guthrie collection, My Dusty Road. It's the tale of Gypsy Davy on American Roots.
It was late last night when my boss come home. He's asking about his lady. The only answer he received, she's gone with the Gypsy Davy, gone with the Gypsy Dave. Go saddle for me my buckskin horse and $100 saddle. Point out to me their wagon tracks, and after them I'll travel, after them I'll ride. Well, I had not rode till the midnight moon, till I saw the campfire gleaming. I heard the notes of the big guitar and the voice of the gypsy singing that song of the Gypsy Dave. There in the light of the campling fire, saw her fair face beaming, her heart in tune with the big guitar, and the voice of the gypsy sang in that song of the Gypsy Dave. Have you forsaken your house and home? Have you forsaken your baby? Have you forsaken your husband, dear, to go with the Gypsy Davy and sing with the Gypsy Davy that song of the Gypsy Davy? Yes, I've forsaken my husband, dear, to go with the Gypsy Davy, and I've forsaken my mansion high, but not my blue-eyed baby, not my blue-eyed babe. She smiled to leave her husband dear and go with the Gypsy Davy, but the tears come a-trickling down her cheeks to think of the blue-eyed baby, pretty little blue-eyed babe. Take off your buckskin gloves made of Spanish leather. Give to me your lily-white hand, we'll ride back home together, and we'll ride home again. No, I won't take off my buckskin gloves, they're made of Spanish leather. I'll go my way from day to day and sing with the Gypsy Davy that song of the Gypsy Davy, that song of the Gypsy Davy, that song of the Gypsy Davy.
The late Sandy Denny, Tomorrow Is a Long Time. Bob Dylan's sentiments in her enduring voice. And on those notes of love and hope, we'll bring this gathering of words and music to an end for now. American Roots is produced with support from the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University in New Orleans. American Roots' managing producer is Kari Maeyama. Co-producer is Maureen Loughran. Research and production associate is Jason Saw. Engineer is Ivan Klesanen. And we had program assistants from Ashley Winchell, Garrett Pittman, and Lydie Cook. American Roots is supported by the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund and Jim Hart in Chicago. Our presenting station is WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. You can find out more about American Roots on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website, AmericanRoots.org. Remember, Roots is spelled R-O-U-T-E-S. I'm Nick Spitzer. Until that time, for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
KEXE means a lot to people, including our member services manager, Heather Johnson.
Had a little baby. He never stopped screaming for 2 years. He has since substituted that for talking nonstop. But those first
shout out to Alex.
Yeah, shout out to Alex. Great kid, terrible baby. There was a lot of screaming, not much sleeping. So the radio was like constantly like my friend. Like, oh my gosh, thank goodness the morning show is on. And, oh, now there's somebody playing great music and everything. And it was just such a relief. And then I was working from home at that point, so I wasn't going into the office and seeing adults anyway. So it was just nice to hear adult voices, you know what was going on in this new